Everybody, welcome to my world. And boy, I'll tell you what, I've been going nuts. Seems like the powers that be at Chrome decided to do an update, and then an outage occurred. So we're doing a slightly abridged version, a shortened version, and tomorrow night I think I'll do the full version at 8 p.m. That'll be Thursday at 8 p.m. I think we'll go ahead and do that, and I'll have Victoria go ahead and schedule it. Wow. I mean, I had everything set up, and you know what happens? Updates. And everything in StreamYard just started spinning, and could I do anything? No. Victoria couldn't do anything. And then finally, magical powers occurred. There were no more outages and things started to work. So here we are, I think about 15 minutes into the show. And it's going to be an abridged version of the show. Oh, just so much stuff going on. I wish they quit messing with things. You know, they do all these updates and then it messes everything else up. Welcome to Microsoft. Welcome to Chrome. I don't know what's going on. But anyhow, guys, I hope you have had a good weekend and a good week so far of the week. You know, it's hump day. And gee whiz, it's Wednesday. And it's been crazy. I don't know about you. A lot of places have had a lot of storms, especially out in Iowa and Illinois and Missouri, and then down in Texas. All kinds of stuff going. It's been nuts. Absolutely nuts. So anyhow, guys, welcome to my world. We always have to do this disclaimer no matter what we do, because the powers that be, you know, lightning bolts come down out of the clouds and they come across the airwaves too. So nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional, or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Did you bring your snacks and your favorite beverage? Are you sitting back on an easy chair? Hey, tell your friends about the show. And remember, we are going to do it again on Thursday, the full version of the show. Because, hey, it's not our fault that somebody decided to do an update and somebody decided to say, oh God, we have an outage. Okay, well, hey, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network and especially Victoria Smith for helping me work out this problem. She's a wizard. And so at the last minute, we just found out that we had network issues. And that kind of messes things up, especially when you spend a few hours trying to put a show together with information and everything else. So it'll be an abridged version, and then we'll get to it this coming Thursday, rather. And we'll do a full show, soup to nuts, at 8 p.m. So make sure you tell your friends to tune in to Trim Radio Network, trimradio.com at 8 p.m. and we'll do the show. Wow, what else is going on? Big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show and all the stuff that we have there. Big shout out to the University of Findlay. The kids are moving in. Kids? Well, they're kids to me, but they're students. And they're moving in on campus and they're going to have a large freshman class, so that'll be a good deal. Also, make sure you check with Money and Change on Sunday at 7 p.m. We'll be doing a live show and we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that's going on financially. Maybe we can save you some money too. Okay. Also, check out Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead and Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And actually, it's Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove because that's where their new site is. Also, check out Southern Prepper One, Dave Kobler, and check out Patriot Nurse. That's Rachel. She's been doing some really good shows. Check her out on YouTube. That's the Patriot Nurse. Also, check out Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. She's talking about doing all kinds of things to prepare for bad times. Not saying that we're going to have a lot of bad times, but she likes to live frugally. And so we want to be able to pass that on to you. Also, LDS Prepper, you've heard me talk about the GMRS radios. And with everything that's going on, I want to tell you something. These GMRS radios are fantastic. You need to get yourself one. Okay. $35 gets you a license from the FCC for 10 years. Anybody in your family can use your call sign. They just have to behave with the rules. Okay. This is an Ocean 935 G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. And with this radio, I can talk to Dayton, Ohio, which is 35 miles away, based on my location. And from there, I can hit a repeater, and that goes out another 90 miles or more, depending on the atmosphere. It's a good hobby to get into, but when the radios work and the phones don't, guess what? The GMRS radios will help you out, and you don't have to take a license for it. Okay? Check them out. Better safe radios, and I don't get paid to say this, but better safe radios and buy2wayradios.com, they have them. They're not the bubble wrap that you normally get at Wally World and Costco and places like that. The better ones usually aren't, and you get a lot better response. I mean, I've got a 50-watt radio to go in the car, and I haven't put it in yet. I've been so daggone busy. The one handheld that I just showed you had 5 watts in. With 5 watts, I can go 35 miles. With 50, I could go probably about 100 with the right antenna. And I can't wait to get that thing hooked up in the car. Well, anyhow, so much for all of that, guys. A big thing about the Max. Colby at the Max had a very good show tonight. I watched part of it, and then I had to get ready for this one. Check him out on YouTube, please. I mean, the guy makes a lot of sense. He really, really does. And he not only has a farm, but he also has a business. And I didn't know that he had a business. And he's located down in eastern Mississippi, I believe. So anyhow, you want to check him out. Oh, what else is going on here? Let's see if I can hit the magic button and get something moving here. Yeah, here we go. But that's the wrong one. I have to do this. Sayonara. I have to get into this one. And oh no, the stuff is not there. Oh my God. Everything I had set up suddenly disappears. Oh my God. This always happens. I swear there are gremlins around here. Well, let's see what I can talk about here because I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff was going on and I had a lot of stuff planned. And we'll try to make the worst of it, okay? Oh, this is something else, guys. It's not embarrassing. It is frustrating. You know, you get things set up. And things start to move around and do some crazy stuff. Okay. One thing, you know, we can kind of talk about lately has been the press saying, hey, we've had enough crime here in DC, Washington, DC. And we've had muggings, we've had shootings. It's been a crazy place. People camping in areas of downtown DC, and it's been a slum. And he said, enough of it. We don't need slums here in the United States. People just bumming out on the streets, doing their business on the streets, doing drugs on the streets, and the local big city government just kind of puts up with it. I mean, look at Los Angeles, how bad it was out there. And it was bad in New York. It's bad in all the large cities that are democratically controlled. Now, I'm not really knocking Democrats. The conservative Democrats are the ones, they're the good guys, but the liberal loonies, they have gone way off the chart. They really have. And Politico had this thing, Trump floats circumventing the Congress to maintain control of DC police. Well, I'll tell you what. DC, they had a law for home rule years ago. But it was originally set up as a district, and that district was to be run by the federal government. And everything had to go through Congress. And they had an administrator that was federal. Did they have a mayor, whatever? They had an administrator that controlled everything. And then they decided to say, well, we'll just open it up and make it the 51st state. It was never intended to be a state. And how could a city be a state? It's only, I believe, 10 miles square. So the crime was really bad. And, you know, if you go to other foreign countries and you go to their capitals, you don't see a lot of that. And I thought, okay, Trump is saying, okay, we got to clean up the mess. And I agree with him. We don't need to have high crime rates in any city. So I thought, okay, there are some places I'm checking out over in Russia. And you say, oh, no, he's going that way. I'll tell you what, just being honest, I just wanted to see what's going on. And there are expatriates that go over to Russia and they live there and they say, you know, it's not all that bad over here. They have rules. You have to follow the rules. You have to pay the taxes. You have to do, you know, what you have to do. But other than that, the place is cleaned up. I mean, do you see a lot of bums and trash in downtown Moscow or in the city of Moscow? I've seen a bunch of videos. No. Do they have that in St. Petersburg? I've seen videos of that. No. They just have common people going about their own way, making a living, living in apartments, excuse me, or homes. Their transportation is good. The place is clean. They don't throw trash down on the street. If trash gets on the street, they have a crew that comes along and actually cleans it up. So that's a good thing. And I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm thinking, okay, hey, now that's in Russia. What is it in rural Russia? Well, there were some Canadians that were moving out of Canada because of everything that screwed up in Canada. They said, we've had enough. They came to the U.S. and they said, nah, not really. So they decided to go to Russia and they immigrated to Russia. And all the rules and regulations that they had to put up with. But they live not too far from Nizhny Novgorod. Long names and so forth. But Nizhny Novgorod, whatever. If I could see it, I could read it and tell you what it is. Anyhow, they have a farm out there and they're starting out from scratch. They're building barns and there's a language difference and they use a translator on their phone. So, you know, like I've got a Google phone and all I have to do is go to the translation thing and I could listen to somebody speak in Russian and translate it into the phone in English. And I could talk back to them by talking into the phone. It would translate it into Russian. And, you know, vice versa. And I could do that with German or, you know, Italian or whatever with that translation mode. It may not be absolutely exact, but it's going to be darn close. And one of the guys that was an expat from the U.S. who lives in Russia decided he was going to go to Belarus. And he went to different places in Belarus, and they speak Russian, but they also speak English in many places. And he walked into different shops looking at different things, and he said something to them in Russian, and they talked back to him in English. And everything was clean. Everything was neat. He was just walking the street, and just not that they had cleaned up before he came. They didn't know he was going to arrive. And he went into all these different places. And I'm thinking, okay, this place, they have shops like what we would have. And they have, they don't have McDonald's or Burger King or whatever. They have their own version, except for Burger King. And I believe Subway. They do have 7-Elevens over there, which is amazing. And I even listened to an expat from, expatriate, from Australia, and his first name is Russell, and he travels, and he talks about the different stores and shops and malls and everything. And I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm thinking, these places are neat. The subway is clean. Try going to a clean subway in New York. Try finding a subway out in California. I mean, they put all that money in for that high-speed rail. Didn't go anywhere. Where'd the money go? That's my question. So anyhow, Trump's trying to clean things up, and he's getting the police force taken care of, and he brought in the National Guard to help the police department. Hopefully he brought the MP, the military police, in, and they could help, but they can't really enforce the law as such there. It has to be the local police, or it has to be the FBI or the U.S. Marshals or whatever. But Trump's got things going. He says, I got to get this place cleaned up. Enough of this mess. We don't need all these shootings and everything. And I think for once, everybody in Washington is finally saying, yeah, we got to clean it up. Whether we're a Democrat or an independent or a Republican, we have to clean this mess up. It's gone way too far over the edge. Maybe if he can get that place cleaned up, maybe other people like in New York, Chicago, maybe Los Angeles can clean up their act too. There's no need for all the drugs. There's no need for all the muggings, all the shootings, all the raping, and all that kind of stuff. We don't need that here. And from what I saw just in the videos from Russia, and these are independently made. They're not made by the government. They're all independent. I'm thinking, hey, it's a clean place. People are really nice. They're civil. What's wrong here? Where have we gone wrong? So anyhow, I looked at all these things, and Trump this week invoked the Home Rule Act, effectively handing the executive branch control over to Washington police for 30 days. He's got 30 days to get things straightened around. And beyond that, he has to go to certain people in Congress and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to clean this mess up. I want your approval. And then if it goes beyond that time period, whatever it is, then they go to the full Congress and explain everything in front of Congress. And if Congress says, yeah, go ahead and clean it up, fine. And then use Washington as a role model. I mean, I was in Washington, 1973, I believe. I think it was 73. And it was fairly clean, but it was kind of messy, though. I mean, other than the government buildings, I really thought D.C. was a junky place. Until I went out to maybe Chevy Chase or other places, Georgetown, things like that. I really wasn't impressed with anything but going to the White House and getting a tour of the White House and Congress and, you know, a few places like that. I hope they do get things cleaned up. I hope our cities, I mean, like Dayton, Ohio. Sometimes Dayton's been a shooting gallery. It's been a mess. And do I want to go there? Not necessarily. I mean, I'm 35 miles from Dayton. Do I want to travel to Dayton? Only if I have to. And then it's going to be in broad daylight and not at night. And if I have to travel through Dayton on I-75, yeah, I can do that. Cincinnati, would I go downtown in Cincinnati now? No way. And I used to work downtown Cincinnati in the old Enquirer building. And it was relatively safe then. We never had any problems back in the late 80s and 90s. Even into 2000, it really wasn't bad. And I've even gone up to Cleveland. I had to do trainings up in Cleveland, and I never had problems there. I knew which areas to stay out of. But generally, I mean, Cleveland wasn't too bad of a place. And Columbus wasn't bad. They had a few rough areas there. But, you know, a lot of the big cities can learn from other countries in cleaning up their act. Nobody wants to live in filth. Nobody wants to see bums kind of relieving themselves in the street, or have a bum suddenly lean up against your car and make a mess, if you know what I mean. That's not good stuff. Okay, so much for that. I just hope they get everything cleaned up. What else is going on? Storms. Hey, severe storms, flash flooding to pester central and eastern U.S. So if you're in the central and eastern U.S., you can see what's going on. AccuWeather exclusive for the forecast, a storm return, and flooding downpours and locally severe thunderstorms. And I'll tell you what, there was one place in Dayton, Ohio, and somebody that was on Facebook showed, it was Cincinnati. Well, Dayton got rain too, but Cincinnati, down by WCPO-TV, which is near downtown Cincinnati, they looked out the back door, and here comes a wall of water going down the steps from the big city park that's behind that station. And I thought, holy cow, and this water was just cascading down there. And Cincinnati had some decent rain and bad storms. And I know I always check AccuWeather and Weather Underground and all that kind of stuff to see what the weather's like, because I like to know what weather's coming my way. Because Dayton lately has had really bad storms. Xenia, which is a kind of a suburb, has had bad storms. Fairborn, all that area. Some heavy storms. By the time it gets up to me, 35 miles away, we might have a little bit. We seldom get tornadoes or anything like that, luckily. But, you know, are you prepared? Do you have your GMRS radio? Do you have people set up in a network you can talk? Okay, that's a good thing to have. It really is. Another thing is your cell phone always charged. Do you have backup water, at least 3 gallons per person per day? In some cases, people were out of electricity for a week in some locations. Yeah, so how do you do that? Do you have a generator? Do you have solar panels? Not very many people do. During COVID, I went ahead and spent some money, and I do have solar panels, and I do have solar batteries that I can charge up and use for power. I also have a generator that operates on gasoline and propane. If I have to use that, I will, and I can power probably half the house with that. But you have to be prepared. Do you have freeze-dried foods? Do you have extra food in the house? Do you have, you know, freezers with food, and you have power to keep them frozen? Okay, that's one of the biggest things. Do you have adequate clothing? A lot of things to consider. with everything that's going on and with the storms, the way that it is now, there's one that could be a tropical storm going into the Gulf of Mexico. Whether or not it becomes a tropical storm or a hurricane, they don't know yet. There's one out in the Atlantic. And so AccuWeather is showing where things will remain warm, and then you start seeing this green with thunderstorms going all the way up from around St. Louis down to Nashville and so forth, going up past Indianapolis and up where I'm at, which is right up about here. And then you go into Pittsburgh and Syracuse and Burlington and Quebec City and all that. Then you get heat suppressed places along the coast. There'll be coastal storms too. Sorry about the yawns. This 6 a.m. to midnight deal is driving me nuts. But anyhow, you can see the severe storms. Danville, Greensboro, Fayetteville, Raleigh, Greenville, Wilmington, Charlotte. Okay, in that area, they're talking about severe thunderstorms. And then you have down in the Gulf with the tropical moisture and so forth. You have to be prepared, people. If not, you're going to be in trouble. Oh, so much for storms. What else is going on in the world? I mean, glacial lakes rise before flooding in Alaska. Ugh. That's all we need is floods. It's been a crazy year so far. 2025 has been nuts. I don't know about you, but it's been nuts. I mean, politicians are going crazy. People are crazy in the streets. Homeless people, drugs. You don't see that in some foreign countries. I think it's just you get a liberal group of people and they get that way. And they need to straighten themselves up. That's all I can say. I'm not really a conservative. I'm kind of a... What do I call myself? Not a liberal. I'm somewhere between a very conservative and a liberal. A reasonable person, maybe? I don't know. Supreme Court may be about to deal a final blow to the Voting Rights Act. Ooh, you have to watch and see what is going on there. Let's see what else is going on. I don't want to take an F-15 ride along in one of those jets because they go fast and it gets nasty. Oh, let's see here. What else is going on? Well, let's see. Tropical storms again. How many tropical storms? Holy cow. Let's look at that. Well, let's listen to it. What the heck? We can do that.
Listen to the rain at Broadway. Soothing. And then it's, of course, you can hear a pitter-patter of rain on the surface. And why not take old Rover for a walk? You know, dogs don't seem to be bothered. Some do, but this particular dog says, Dad, I want to go out, rain or shine. There you go. And it made for a cooler afternoon, as you can see, and just a little gentle breeze there. So, again, different ways of handling the rain on days like today. It wasn't a rainy Monday, but here we are, rainy Wednesday, midweek, and we got more rain coming in. Do you know, you look at this, this is an area of low pressure. So if you were to look at this just for a second, you can actually see almost like a counterclockwise spin the direction in which this rain is flowing. So we're in the center, we almost have that area of low pressure now coming into East Alabama around Montgomery to Tuskegee, and that's what's sending this next enhanced shower and thunderstorm lifting across East Alabama into Russell County right now, Ladonia, eventually Smith Station down to where they will be getting some showers and even a little rumble thunder all the way through central Lee County, as far north right now in Jordan-Hare State and Auburn, seeing some showers. And that reading is 79 degrees, 80 in Opelika. But where the rain isn't falling, look at this. In Webster County, we're 88 degrees now. If you're in Preston, if you're in Weston, in all areas in here, 88 degrees. Wow. So with the humidity, too, it feels like it's in the 90s. Once that area low pressure leaves us, we open the gate for another little weak disturbance farther off to the west. And it's enough to trigger some afternoon pop-up showers and storms again for tomorrow. But perhaps not as all day like what we had that you saw today. By Friday and in the weekend, we're going to introduce a little drier air, but we don't get rid of the rain completely. So Friday, as you can see, afternoon, it's going to be very hit or miss. So we're going to make it drier, and as a result, temperatures are going up. So we're going to notice some drier conditions working back in here. And we'll get that sun and cloud mixture too each afternoon. So for tomorrow, afternoon storms, it kind of continue here. We start to ramp up these temperatures. Now, the more sun you have, we'll be seeing those readings getting close to 95 in that first alert forecast. And we're talking about Tropical Storm Erin. Get this. By the time the weekend rolls around, this will be our first major hurricane that's a Category 3 this season. Last year in 2024, it was in July. We had Beryl, if you recall. And Hurricane Beryl came in parts of the Southern Caribbean, and then it got into Tropical Atlantic and into the Gulf of Mexico when it came through. But for this, we expected to stay offshore. But what's interesting about this, we look at tropical location frequency. It's taken the course that we typically see on average this time of year. So you can see over the last 100 years in orange now, in red, we've seen at least 50 to almost 70 and above tropical named systems taking that same projected path from what we expect Emily to do. So in terms of looking ahead, the good news is we're not really looking at anything here in the contiguous United States. So we'll keep it away, and we can expect to see some showers and storms just be our only headache, if that's what you want to call it. Because really, it's not too bad. So we'll dry it out a little bit. We may add more drier air, but as you can see, Phil, back to the good old summer weather. Back to you. All right. Thank you, Bob. Authority.
Well, so much for that. Thank you, Bob. Well, anyhow, oh, yeah. Here's one that happened in Cincinnati, which a car slams into the back end of a school bus. Now, that's a small Honda. And I'll tell you what, I think the driver from that is that hit the school bus is deceased. Remember, school buses are built very, very strong. And it takes a lot to crash one of those things in because we've got precious little kids in there. And I don't know what caused that car to slam into the back other than maybe driver distraction, maybe speed. Car slams into Cincinnati school bus while fleeing police. Well, I think he got the worst of it, didn't he? Anyhow, Cincinnati Fire and EMS officials report a crash involving a school bus occurred near the intersection of Duck Creek Road and Red Bank Expressway in Madisonville on Tuesday. Hey, I just lived another 2 miles beyond Duck Creek Road and Red Bank off of I-71. And I used to live in Pleasant Ridge, and I remember that area very well. Pleasant Ridge was a nice place to live, too. But anyhow, people slowed down. What else is going on here? Ooh, something kind of maybe kinky. Meghan Markle accidentally reveals too much about Prince Harry. I'm not going to get into that because that's gossip. I might read it after the show's over with. Do you have arthritis? Do you have problems with your hands? Do you have problems with knees, ankles, arthritic back or neck? Yeah, it's a problem. And I'll tell you what, as you get older, you start getting little things of arthritis. And man, I'll tell you what, I don't know what the relief of it is. I have no idea. But I really have sympathy for people who have it. Anything else going on here? Well, oh, yeah, I bought an expensive coat. I have to tell you, I bought an expensive coat. It seems like after all my moving and everything, my Ohio University Marching 110 jacket got lost in the move. And we were notified on Facebook that since homecoming's coming up and so forth, they were going to have another production of the jackets. And they're very special jackets, and the logo is specifically authorized by Ohio University and the Marching 110. And it's a fairly famous band, and It was kind of that way when I was in it, when we first started it way back in 1967, believe it or not. So I thought, am I going to get a jacket or not? Next thing you know, I thought, well, okay. So I go to check the price, $219 for a jacket. And then by the time you get done having tax and everything else, it's like $235 for a jacket. That's an expensive jacket. And I don't know where I lost my original one. I probably wouldn't be able to fit in it. And a lot of people that I know that are ordering jackets are the same way. It seems like their X turned into a double X or an XL or whatever. You know, I just... So anyhow, I had to pay the money to get the jacket. And hopefully that'll keep me warm for football games, which is great. Anything else going on here before I go totally insane? Because tonight has been one of those nights. I hate updates. I don't know about you. I wonder sometimes if computers are actually worth it. Are they? I don't know. I have no idea. They're frustrating. And, you know, I have several. I have a mainframe and a couple of laptops. I have tablets. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you run into problems with those. It's a pain in the keister. Computers can be hemorrhoidal. Anyhow, guys, anything else going on? Well, anyhow, I'll try to put a link to some of those places where I've seen different Russian cities and how clean they are and so forth. And, you know, they talk about sanctions and everything. We'll talk about, oh, here's my favorite sheriff. This guy right here, Grady Judd. This guy is fantastic as a sheriff. And on this one, Sheriff rips reprehensible people. It just went crazy here. What's going on? Maybe we'll catch a little bit of it. We got a little bit of time. Let's see what they're doing. Can I even get sound? I don't know if I can. Well, let's try. Well, see what Grady does here. Well, no, that's not that one. Son of a gun. The computer gods are not being nice tonight. Let's see.
In what has become a daily escalating problem for President Trump's deportation campaign, negative headlines about ICE operations are in papers nationwide, sparking fear and uncertainty through immigrant communities and beyond. Now, even some local sheriffs are accusing the Trump administration of trying to poach their officers in a new recruitment push to hire 10,000 new ICE agents, offering a $50,000 signing bonus and student loan forgiveness. Joining me now, one of those sheriffs, Grady Judd from Polk County, Florida. Sheriff, it's good of you to come on the program, and I know you had some strong words for the administration, specifically Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem saying you thought she should apologize. What would you like her to apologize for?
Because everyone in law enforcement recruits, and we actively recruit because we are working in an environment today where the majority of the people do not want to work in law enforcement. So the people who do this job are very, very special to us.
Well, hey, we're running out of time, but this guy, Grady Judd, is fantastic. And one time they said, well, how's come this thief got shot 64 times? And Grady Judd said, well, he shot at a bunch of policemen that were tracking him down for a murder that he committed. They said, yeah, but why'd he get shot 64 times? He said, well, because we ran out of bullets. It would have been more. Anyhow, he's got a good sense of humor. I ought to put some of his stuff on sometime. Wow. Anyhow, guys, oh, wow, we're running out of time. Stop back on Thursday at 8 p.m. and we are going to have some fun on that one. You won't have to listen to me gab too much on a bunch of stuff on news and weather. We'll cut that out. We'll have some fun because that's what we're supposed to do in my world. Okay. So with that, I'm going to see you guys this coming Thursday. That's like tomorrow at 8 p.m. And I'll make sure Victoria gets everything queued up so we can do the show like we were going to do it tonight. Instead of putting up with updates and outages and all that kind of stuff. With that, guys, hey, have a good night's rest. We'll see you tomorrow and be prepared to laugh. Bring some more snacks and your favorite beverage, and we'll go from there. With that, have a good one. We'll talk to you.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.